Hello, everyone. I'm an ag named Dave.
Dave.
And first, let me try to get out the way, because I've done some of these events before, and my ego will tell me this room isn't filled enough. So maybe I can manipulate and talk them into doing it later when I think there'll be more people, because I think I am the message sometimes. That ain't the truth. Then, this whole... Since I found out I had this commitment, first I felt excitement. I was excited to come back here because this is where the seed was planted. I was excited. And then during that process, my girlfriend, she's had some issues with her family and stuff. You know, family problems. She's from Georgia, so we were actually going to go back down there, and I wasn't going to come up here. But God says, I guess I'm coming here, so here I am. And I've been nervous all week. The reason why I've been nervous all week, because I have a third step, and I understand there's a lot of fear involved with doing something like this. Because I understand what's called the suffering process. You understand what I'm saying? Because I believe that I need to die to let God do what God does. My topic is we do recover. And I'm going to read something that's real quick, because I believe in it. And it's from We Do Recover. I don't know where it is. Actually, I don't even need to read it. It says, we eventually have to stand on our own, face life on life's terms. So why not from the start? That is my story, man. In here, I came here, I got introduced, I don't know how long ago. I'm from Newcastle, Pennsylvania. I got introduced there. I didn't really last too long because I didn't listen to nobody. Then I came up here and I stayed here about a year and a half. And the seed was planted, and then I didn't really listen to anybody again, so now I'm in Philadelphia. And when I went back to Philadelphia, I stayed clean for 4 months, right? And in that period of time for 4 months, what happened to me was, it was a Thanksgiving marathon I got asked to share. I only had like 90 days clean. And I shared, and the next thing I know, I talked my way right out the room, man. I ended up with a needle on my arm. On December 24th, 2007, I ran back in here on December 25th, 2007. I haven't left since. I'm a step guy. That's what we do. This is about the step process. If nobody has illuminated with you that, let me tell you, if you're not working any of the steps, you are dying and you're going to be the last one to find out about it. Because this is what we got to do in here. We got to grow up. You know what I mean? And on the other one, you know, we do one, we do two, we do three. So let me, you know, tell you something else that I found out. If you ain't working a fourth step and beyond, you have no third step because you haven't turned nothing over yet. You ain't gonna figure out what your self-will is until four, until five, till six. And then all of a sudden you're broken down to humility where God can just say, you know what, I got you. You know what I mean? But that comes with some pain, man. You know what I mean? There's a lie that goes on in Philadelphia. I don't know if it floats on up here, but I need to share the lie that they say in Philadelphia the pain is mandatory and suffering not optional. That's a lie. It says in our third step, we either face two choices. Two choices. We either face the pain or withdraw, or we could... What's it say? Let me read it. Because I'm all over the place. I got it right here. This new one got me all crazy. What's it say, sponsor right there? We either suffer the pain or withdraw, or we take more drugs. That's what it said. The suffering process is one of the most beautiful things I've ever come in contact with in Narcotics Anonymous. The suffering process is where I get in touch with my fear. The suffering process is where... See, the topic is we do recover, and when I first got clean... This time, you know, I met my sponsor and we just started to get to work, man. We just started to get to work. And through getting to work, I got to my first step and I found out, you know what, I am just really, really powerless. I got beaten into submission. I found out when I relapsed on December 24th that honesty is more powerful than using. So I found out that spiritual principle is more powerful than using. You know what I mean? Because that honesty, I knew I had to be honest to get back into here to really do some things. And then the second step, I found something else was happening. I had about 60 or 90 days clean. I was selling ties in Center City, Philadelphia. And my boss was snorting all kinds of coke. So when he was starting off, he was showing me it and everything else, and I was like, yeah, all right, that's all right. You know what I mean? Wow. And then I started picking up a broom, and I was like, I can't do this. I mean, there was something with it. I couldn't do it. You know what I mean? So for the first time in my life, I picked up the phone and called my sponsor. And he said, you need to get out of there. I haven't been back there since. And then I found out God was really taking care of me then. That was like my first experience with God really taking care of me, because the very next day I had a job. You know what I mean? I knew I was in the right spot. You understand what I'm saying? Something was going on. And at that point in time, I didn't realize it. The phone calls to my son in Western Pennsylvania and Ohio meant more than anything. I didn't realize at that point in time I was building a relationship for something I could not see. See, my grand sponsor talks about recovery is about everything that you cannot see. So when I first got in here, I couldn't see myself getting a day clean. I couldn't see myself getting 2 days clean. I couldn't see myself getting a year clean. I couldn't see myself going to school. You know what I mean? Because it's all of God. It had nothing to do with me. You know what I mean? Because I tapped into something. I knew I was on to something when I called my sponsor that day, and I chose not to use. I knew I was on to something. I just didn't know what it was, and I still believe I'm on to something now, and I still don't know what it is. I just know it's bigger than me. I know God loves me more than anything, man. And I know He loves you guys more than anything. It's just your choice to figure that out. You know what I mean? And we do that through the step process. So I didn't realize at that point in time my son and everything, and I was still real blinded about how bad the situation was there with his mother. His mother uses. We all know what using's like. She was doing the best she could doing drugs. I mean, that's the best way I can put it. You know what I mean? So just having that contact was important for him. And then I got in touch with like my fourth step, and I had to get in touch with like I had to get in touch with God and my resentment against God and why I really thought he was tearing me down for everything. And then one of the most freeing things I did in here was write a resentment on myself. Because I found out I was the problem. I found out I was the one that was causing my misery and my pain. It had nothing to do with God. God was being God. He's the same God when I was using as He is now. He has never changed. I just choose to accept His love now. You know what I mean? That's all it is. No matter what's going on. You know what I mean? And so I got in touch with some stuff like that. I started doing some growing up. You know what I mean? The fifth step, I realized how important intimacy is. Intimacy is the most important thing we have. Because intimacy doesn't lie underneath the sheets. Intimacy is in the open. It's in the light. You know what I mean? It happens in the fifth step. So then I was able to start communicating better with my mother. I was able to start communicating better with my father. I was able to start communicating with my grandparents. Family members started to really get affected at that point in time. Do you know what I mean? Because you know, we believe that just like the disease of addiction affects every single person around us, so does recovery. Recovery does the same exact thing, and it affects it even more. Because recovery is more powerful than that. Because that's why we're all sitting here. Do you know what I mean? So then, after the fifth step, I had to really... Look, the sixth step was really kind of crazy for me at first. I mean, I was really going through it. I mean, I was like... Because after the fifth step, what happened to me was I felt really good. And I kind of got captured into a feeling. Do you know what I mean? I got captured into that good, freeing feeling that the fifth step gives you. And I was like ego inflated. And I was like, you know, wow. All of a sudden, I get to the sixth step, and I was like, this is really kind of crazy. All of a sudden, lust was right in front of my face. All of a sudden, pride was right in front of my face. All of a sudden, you know, just wanting to steal and all these defects. You know, I called my sponsor probably 100 times a day at that point in time until he finally said, you just need to come see me. You just need to come see me. Because I wanted to know what was going on, and that's where like the third step decision has really became alive. We were actually talking about that earlier. How important it is to really face that stuff. How important it is in the fourth step to really find out who I am. I needed a little bit of who I am, because my idea of it and who I really am are two different things. You know what I mean? My idea is that I am the best at everything that lives. You know what I mean? I should be the only one speaking at every single one of these events all over the country, all over the world for that. You know what I mean? I'm a legend in my own mind, man. I guess that's the best way to put it. You know what I mean? But the sixth step really talks about like how God gets bigger. Do you know what I mean? God gets bigger in the sixth step because I'm not the one that removes my defects. Maybe God still needs me to feel that defect. Because I found out the key to surrender is remembrance. I need to remember the way that it feels so I don't do it again. It'll make me think twice again. It doesn't mean that my humanness doesn't go away. It means that I will think twice again. Because you come in here and it says we get a new perspective on our life. That's just started. That's a new perspective. Like, wow, I got a little bit of a filter now. Maybe instead of just acting on it, I could call somebody. Maybe instead of acting on it, I could just pray. You know what I mean? Because the seventh step says we humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. Humbly. That means I am humble. That means there's things I've done that I have humiliated myself, and humility has sprung from that. That's a good thing. Don't get lost in feeling bad in here. Because sometimes feeling bad is really good. Because that means God's doing something. In the middle of the suffering process, God really got to do some things. See, God got to teach me some things. And He got to teach me that I need to step out on my own now. You know what I mean? I got to walk through that fear and quit holding on to people's hands and start standing up and being a man. Like going to school, for instance. Like I needed to step up. Whether I believed in myself or not, I had to keep coming back to school. I was getting all A's and I was devastated about getting all A's. Devastated. Couldn't go take a test for the life of me. I was a nervous wreck every single test. Why? Because I just didn't believe in myself. Why? Because God has loved me enough to let me sit in it. To really start really believing myself. Not get the false idea of believing myself. Really ingrained in me in believing myself. You know what I mean? So through that process, I ended up graduating. I mean, that is something. I don't know about you, like I'm an addict. I could start a whole lot of things, but finishing it is a whole other story. You know what I mean? Like, so just to start something and finish it was a big deal, man. I mean, it was a huge deal. And then all of a sudden, like after the school that I went to, I had to go take some tests. I was like going through it. I had to take 3 written tests, and then I had to go sit in front of a government examiner. And this guy was the one that was going to tell me, you know what, you're either safe or you're not. So I had to really, you know, my mechanical skills and my knowledge of it and everything else, like I had to do some preparation. I don't know about you, but, you know, the step work helps me do some preparation. You know, it helps me, you know, to stay a little bit grounded. Because, you know, I don't understand, you know, what I had to understand was that when I first got clean, like I got a job at the golf course. Something about having a job. It's good having a job. The job thing will make you go to work, you feel good. Because why? You go to work, you go to a meeting, then you have some sort of self-worth about yourself again. But then all of a sudden I decided, you know what? Maybe I want a career. You know what I'm saying? And that's what, you know, led me, because God kept putting people in my life that guided me that way. You know what I mean? And so I just listened at that point in time and said, you know what, God, maybe I can do this. I don't know. I just kind of went with it. So I ended up finishing school. Then I get this certificate, and I'm like, wow, what the heck do I do now? You know what I mean? Now all of a sudden, you know, you got to get like all kinds of experience. Like the field that I'm in, it's driven by experience. You know what I mean? That's what it's driven by. And really a lot of fields now are like that. You know what I mean? Experience counts for a whole lot of things. So I had to learn, now this is through service work, I had to learn to take rejection. It's just like when I am sitting up here being a chairperson and somebody tells me no, that is good to feel that. Because that happens in the real world. No happens a whole lot more than yes. So instead of being a baby about it, I would kick and scream, but then all of a sudden my sponsor has a way to just kind of, you need to probably figure that out. You know what I mean? So instead of really being, I just put out applications all over the country, 5 a day. Because I learned that no means try again. That's all I learned. And that was a heck of a life lesson. Because I need to hear no. And then all of a sudden, you see, God was setting me up. I didn't realize God was setting me up. I was working at this job at the airport. I ran into like a pole and caused no damage. So I decided, you know what, let me be honest, because I could have just driven away and it would have been no big deal. Driven away, all of a sudden I get suspended from work and all this stuff. That day, before my suspension, I got called and they said, you need to come in here for an interview. And look, this company doesn't take anybody unless you have at least 2 years of experience. So I was like, all right. I went and sat down there, and it was just like everything else. They didn't see me, man. They didn't see me. They saw what God did inside me. And they took a chance on me because they didn't see me. I learned to turn it over at that point in time. And I'm not saying I do it perfectly every day, but at that moment in time, living away, carrying myself in a way, learning to love myself and all that stuff, man, all that stuff came true. And God just said, get this boy a job. So I got a job. You know what I mean? And now I don't know what to do. Because it says any form of success is foreign and unfamiliar. Now all of a sudden I touched on some success. And I walked in and I was out of my mind. Because I was like, oh my God, these are some big freaking airplanes, man. You know what I mean? I mean, this is kind of crazy that you guys are really going to have my name as the responsible one to put it back up in the air. That's deep. I mean, that's just deep. I don't know about anybody else, but where I come from, I didn't even think about that one. You know what I mean? So, I just kept coming back. I kept talking about it. I kept sharing about it. You know what I mean? God put a wonderful girl in my life. Wonderful. She straight up keeps me grounded. She is from South Georgia and has morals, has values, and tells me like it is. I called her outside right before I came in here, right before, about an hour before. And she said, baby, you need to get that ego out the way because you'll go in there and tell them people how to live and all this other kind of crazy stuff. I said, thank you. Because I need to hear that kind of stuff. She's not afraid to tell me the truth about myself. She has been the biggest instrument. Now I have my son. So let me get, because we do recover, right? We do recover. I mean, that's just the truth of it. You know what I mean? I had a process where I had to get my son. It started about 2 years ago. That process, I went back there. I went back on blind faith because I just believed God got me. I might as well. I just drove out there. I took off of school. I took off of work. I went out there. I had no plan, no nothing. I just went out there because there was something going on with my son. Got to meet with his teachers, and I was trying to figure stuff out legally, kind of on the fly. You know, all right, lawyer, what do you want me to do? Next thing you know, the very last day before I came to Philadelphia, I was going back. I was there for about 10, 11 days. The very day before I was leaving to go back to Philadelphia, she ended up going to jail. I took him back to Philadelphia. There's no custody order, nothing in there. I took him back, got him enrolled in school. I didn't hear from him. I didn't hear from her for 2 months. Easy 2 months, maybe more or less, whatever. And all of a sudden, I get this paper in the mail. It says, if I don't have my son back within 72 hours of receipt of this letter, I'm going to jail for kidnapping. Because I brought him back over state lines. I said, oh, man. So we ended up, I left him in Philadelphia, and then, you know, I went and went to court for it. You know, we had a mediator and all that other kind of stuff. I didn't even get to go see the mediator. They said, you need to have that boy back here in 48 hours, or you are going to jail. I had to send my son back to an environment that was a drug user's environment. What was I going to do? I had to learn some stuff about myself. Let's talk about what I was doing when he really was here. Let's talk about how I kept pawning him off on my mom and dad. Let's talk about how I wasn't man enough to really take care of him yet. Let's talk about the lesson that God really needed to show me. You know what I mean? Let's quit blaming now. Because I was mad at everybody. You know, they take my son. Who am I? I wasn't doing the same thing she's doing. I just ain't using. You know what I mean? I had to really go through that. Thank God for God letting me see that. In the middle of that, all of a sudden, he puts this little girl from Georgia. And she starts telling me, maybe you need to get with your son. I don't know about you, where I come from. My dad's always been with me and my brother. I said, well, you know. I mean, what can I say? You know what I mean? It's just funny how God just puts people in your life. You know what I mean? And eventually, she used and used and used and used and used until I went back there and I went and to court and all that stuff, and she just came in the courtroom and just signed him over. She said, that's it. And I said, all right. So now I got him. So now I had to work through my relationship with my son. How about my jealousy issues with him? How about how I need to get rid of my self-centeredness? How about 10 years of self-centeredness needs to be resolved now? You know what I mean? It ain't tomorrow. My son needs me now. my son needs me to be dad now. You know, and he came with me with the, a street mentality. I mean, what the heck? You're taught something. That's what you're going to do. You know what I mean? And thank God. Like I had, you know how you guys are my eyes and ears? She was my eyes and ears at home, man. She sat there and told me, you know what? You are ignorant to your son. You need to quit being short with him. You need to quit being so impatient. You need to be doing this. And you know what? I listened to her. And you know what? Like my son and my relationship is better now than it's ever been. You know what I mean? He's taken care of. You know what I mean? Like my son is okay. Sorry. All right, and my son, he's in baseball. He's in two baseball leagues. You know what I mean? My son plays in-house. He's on travel. He goes and sees a counselor once a week because he needs to vent, man. I can't do everything for him. I need somebody else's help too, man. You know what I mean? Like I need to know like what it's like to get up during the day and really have to go to work, come home, take care of my kid regardless of what he wants. You know what I mean? Regardless of what I want, I mean. You know what I mean? And that all comes like through a seventh step, humility. I'm humble now. You know, God's sending his help. You know, let me listen. You know what I mean? Through 8 and 9. You know what I mean? A lot of people get 8 and 9 twisted, but this is an amends I'm making with my son. You know what I mean? But I have to be careful with the amends because I can overdo it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because what I did, like when he first got here, I would take him out with me everywhere till like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. No reason to do that. Just because I'm still running off guilt, why am I still parenting off guilt? I had to learn that, look, that might be a little bit too much. You know what I mean? The 10th step keeps me in check with all this stuff every day because sometimes I want to kick her out of the house, I want to kick him out of the house. You know what I mean? But really, the 10th step helps me ask, all right, why? Why? Because why? Because I'm selfish again? Why? Because I don't want to take the responsibility again? That ain't recovery is about. Recovery is about taking responsibility whether you want to or not. You know what I mean? This is about doing God's stuff, not my stuff. You know what I mean? There's something about knowing when you're running off your steam and running off God's steam. You know that my steam will drive me into the ground and kill everybody around me. God's steam just chills out and God just takes care of it. You know what I mean? And this is a very humbling experience. It really, really is. And this is the best experience that you could be at. Like, you're here. You know what I mean? And that's the best thing that you could say. I'm here. You know what I mean? The seed will be planted. You know what I mean? It's not up to, you know, we'll keep nurturing you. We'll keep loving you. But it's up to you to learn, you know what, maybe I should just listen for a minute and accept it just for a second. Just to see what it feels like. Before I close, I do want to read something out of the 11th step. Because the 11th step is really where it's at. I mean, they're all where it's at, but this 11th step is something. I'm telling you, it's something. It's the first paragraph. And it says, the first 10 steps have set the stage for us to improve our conscious contact with the God of our understanding. They give us the foundation to achieve our long-sought positive goals. Having entered this phase of our spiritual program through practicing the previous 10 steps, most of us welcome the exercise of prayer and meditation. Our spiritual condition is the basis for a successful recovery that offers unlimited growth. So if you're sitting in here trying to shoot for the moon, quit shooting for the moon and shoot for the stars, baby. Come on. You know what I mean? Don't sell yourself short. Because this is unlimited growth. It don't matter where you're at. You know what I mean? So look, man, if you're clean today, be grateful. If you're going through it today and you're new, keep coming. If you're going through it today and you got 25 years, deal with it. You got some tools. You know what I mean? It's time to man up and show the newcomer that we can get through it. But you know what? If you're in here and you feel wonderful and great, thank God. That comes from Him. It don't come from nowhere else. This is a God-given program. So that means it's His show. You know what I mean? I want to thanks again for coming up here, and that's all I got.